Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattWrestle.com, a special interview brought to you by our friends at Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. What do you say we head south for a little bit to Columbia, Missouri, where we find a three-time consecutive Big 12 champion, Nick Maribel. He joins us now. Nick, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, man. Congratulations. I got to watch you. I think I got to see all of your matches at the Big 12s as you wrestled for Brian Smith and the University of Missouri. First of all, congratulations. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, this year I'm kind of focusing more on winning a national title, but, I mean, it's also nice to win another Big 12 title.
And, you know, as much as I'm sure you would have liked to seen your team do a little bit better in the team point standings, is you did literally your level best to focus, to get on track, and to get that championship, because that's what you can contribute. What do you take away from this year's Big 12 in your senior year?
I just kind of take it away as, you know, whenever people wrestle in their conference, you know, everyone wants to win, but I looked at it more towards, help me towards nationals, you know, getting a better seating and, maybe some, not top two or three opponents in the first couple of rounds. But, so I think that was the biggest thing I was looking at. And then, like I said, the Big 12, title is nice to have again. I think only one other person has done it in Mizzou, and it's been, but, Big 12s I looked at to see where it'd be. They've been training a little bit different these last few or 4 or 5 weeks, and we haven't had much competition since then. And I think I started training a little bit different right before I wrestled Iowa State dual meet. And then so Big 12s, I was really focused on seeing how my training would carry over and to competition and see how it worked for me. And I think it worked a lot better than how I was training before. So I think that was the biggest part of Big 12 tournament, seeing how I wrestled at this training like the way I was now.
The 65-pound weight class is not an easy one, and it's not necessarily wide open, nor is it predictable. I think we can predict that you, John Reeder, and others are going to have some incredible matches in Omaha, Nebraska. But going back to your win at the Big 12s, your win over John Reeder was an answer to John Reeder had a win over you when Missouri faced Iowa State. So was that in the back of your mind when you were wrestling him? Oh, I get the opportunity to avenge that loss?
Definitely. I wrestled him, I think that was my at Big 12 finals. That was the fifth time I wrestled him throughout college. And I've won all except for the Iowa State duel. And every time it's a freaking battle with me and him just go out there and scrap. And at the duel meet, he wrestled the better match and ended up winning. And at Big 12s, I was sitting there thinking he wrestled a little bit different in the duel meet than he usually does. He came out attacking me and trying to ride on top and stuff. And, you know, I wasn't ready for that at the duel meet. I wasn't expecting him to come out and attack me like he did. So at Big 12s, I was ready. I was focused, and I was looking for him to attack. And I just went out there and attacked, and actually, I'm sure a lot of people would say our match was a lot more interesting than it usually is.
It really was. So,
yeah, I haven't even watched it yet, but I'm going to probably watch it this week, and I'm sure my coach will watch it with me and cheek it with me a little bit. But from what I hear, it was a pretty exciting match and kind of back and forth, getting some crazy scrambles. But, I'd say I used to kind of be like, oh, man, this kid goes, I might get tired. But now, since I've been training differently, I don't ever think about getting tired. I just go out there and wrestle, and I love wrestling people like him because I know he's going to get after him. We're going to have a good match.
Man, his face was bright red a couple times during that match, and John's face goes red pretty quick, but you had it beat red, man. I want to describe the match to you, okay? It took both of you to the 2:37 mark of the first period when you struck, okay? That's when you struck. It wasn't like you guys weren't working. You were trying to create opportunities and trying to be the first on the board, and you were. You had the first takedown at 2:37. Reeder then escaped at 2:21, took you back to the mat at 1:18. You escaped at 40, ending the period in a neutral position. Reader started the second period on bottom, earning only an escape in the second period. In the third period, the only escape in the period. In the third period, you got an escape and a takedown to counter his one escape, ending the match 6-5. So as tight as it was, there was a tremendous amount of work that was done in that 7 minutes. And with that win, by the way, you improved to 33-3 on the year, becoming Missouri's first three-time consecutive Big 12 championship holder. And I think it's neat that you think that you're joining the ranks of Ben Askren, but he didn't do it three times in a row. You did.
Yeah, I mean, but he also got that four-time finalist over me. But that's one thing I look at too is I don't ever know why I thought that ever thought about getting tired because I used to wrestle Ben all the time, and as everyone knows, that guy doesn't get tired at all.
No,
he
no.
just goes. And I used to wrestle him all the time, and you know, in practice, me and him would go at it, and I wouldn't so much get tired, and I don't know why in my matches in the past I ever thought about getting tired, but now I'm just confident in my conditioning and stuff, so I just go out there and get after it and wrestle my best, and I think it's been working lately. But yeah, Ben Askren, definitely, I guess he didn't get it consecutive times, but he did get it three times. I kind of don't look at it that way. I just kind of look at it as, you know, just another thing to help me towards nationals.
Well, nationals are the goal for you boys, and these are what I call barometers along the way. During a season, each dual meet is, each tournament is, and accordingly, the championships of your conference. You proved it out, though, that night in front of that some 3,000 folks at the McCausland Fieldhouse in Norman, Oklahoma. You were the best guy at 65 pounds that night. You talk a little bit about your change-up in conditioning and the fact that you're not thinking about being tired or anything like that. You wrestled what I call a lights-out match. You had, I guess Steve and I were talking about that look of confidence on your face, and I think that was evidenced in your performance. Do you feel that you're on a bit of a roll and have that confidence to take with you to Omaha?
Definitely. I feel like I'm really confident. I feel like nobody can, I think I can wrestle with anybody in my weight. I think that I can take down anybody in my weight, and I think that people have trouble taking me down. I haven't given up many takedowns this year, and I think that's a huge thing. And I've been working on bottom a lot lately, and it showed in my Reader's match. I mean, he rode me out the whole second period in the dual meet, and then against him in the finals, I got two escapes. So now I'm even confident on bottom that no one's going to ride me. And
you've got great hips. I mean, that's one thing about you. You're exceedingly strong top to bottom,
yeah.
But you have the ability to hip up, hip out, hip over. I mean, where your waist goes, your hips follow, and your legs are soon thereafter. So, you know,
right.
I got to believe that there are guys out there watching film on you trying to figure out a way to master your overall strength, agility, and the perfection that you're exhibiting on the mat. Before we run out of time, I want to ask you about one of your teammates. You talked about Ben, and you're right. Ben is on when he gets up in the morning, and he goes until he goes to sleep. Max Askren, his
right.
brother, kind of different, though. Max is, you know, thankfully a good friend of ours. We have a lot of respect and love for Max. He's knocking on the door of 100 career wins. Clayton Foster derailed that train, if you will. He now sits at 99. What's his attitude like not winning the Big 12s this year? What's his attitude like right now?
Actually, his attitude's been real well. You know, he's kind of had his back problems, but he's been training a little bit different this year. And before Big 12s, he started training a little bit harder. And he's just trained smart, and his attitude, I'm sure he was down at the Big 12s, you know, no one likes to lose, and especially when a kid like that he's so, always so confident in winning and stuff. He didn't have his best match, but right now his attitude's real good. I mean, he comes in practice room, wrestles hard every day. I mean, we had some matches this morning. I actually wrestled a match with Max this morning, and we had a pretty good match. He ended up winning. He just comes in there. He's not thinking about the Big 12s anymore. He's thinking about nationals. This is his last year. He's got to win that title, and I think he's confident in winning it. And I think we're going to see a different Max during nationals.
I remember meeting him as a sophomore in high school, and I was so impressed by, you know, his physique in high school. He's the kind of kid that is just so strong, much like his brother. But that seems to be the hallmark of all Missouri wrestlers. You look at Todd, your teammate Todd Chevron, and Nick Hucky, McCormick, Haynes. I mean, all exceedingly talented wrestlers, very strong within their weight classes, and that just makes the 12 and the national championships that much more inviting, because you just don't, it's hard to predict. There's really no odds on favorites, as far as I'm concerned, from any conference. You look at it and it's all, you know, it's all up in the air. But I have a feeling, after talking with Coach Smith, talking to you, that you're about as confident in your winning ability right now as you've ever been in your career. Would you say that's true?
Definitely right now, and I think part of that is my training has made me more confident. Like, I go out there and I just wrestle, and I don't think about anything outside. I go out there and wrestle, and I don't even think about winning. I just think about wrestling, and I know that if I just think about wrestling, I go out there and wrestle, and I believe that I can win and beat anybody in my weight class, just going out there and doing it. I think that with the way I've been training, it's been helping my confidence a ton. I mean, I eat basically all healthy food. I eat no produce meat. I eat all fresh meat. I eat all fresh vegetables. No frozen vegetables. No canned vegetables. I eat just healthy all the time. I eat tons of fruit, and it's definitely showed my training. I can train. I can do more practices just as hard without my body breaking down and everything. And I think that's the biggest thing that's made my confidence go up. And then wrestling at Big 12 this past weekend has really helped it too, because my training went over into my matches, and it showed that my training's helping, so I'm going to keep training that way, keep doing those things.
You're making me hungry, brother. I'm going to have to come to your house for dinner. I swear to God, all fresh meat. I'm there, buddy. I'm all about that. Real quick, before we're out of time, Dorian Henderson, you know when a snake eats its prey, okay? It has the ability to unhinge its jaws to allow the mouse or the whatever to you know, gain entrance into the snake. Dorian Henderson, I think, can dislocate his hips. I've seen this kid do splits for longer than I can stand on 2 feet, and it's quite amazing. He is one of the most flexible kids I've ever seen compete. Has Dorian taught you how to do an effective split on defense? I mean, that is an incredible thing to see.
Oh, definitely. My body cannot be that flexible. My legs are too short and muscular for that, which it actually surprised me, because the first time I ever seen him do that, I was like, whoa, there's no way you can do that. I was like, he's a thick kid too. He's got big legs, and I'm just sitting there like, why are my legs that flexible?
It's not the legs. It's the
hips. Yeah. My hips definitely can't do that. I'd be broken.
Oh,
if someone gets my legs that far apart, they get the takedown.
I start hurting when I know he's going to wrestle. That's what I know. I know I'm in for a long one. I hope he ends it quickly. Well, he didn't have the tournament that he wanted, but I have a feeling that young man will be back and will have an impact in the 12. What do you want to tell the fans of Mizzou Wrestling?
Just come out and support us. We've been doing really well in supporting us this year. We had a pretty big showing at Big 12, and it helps out our team to know that we got people there up there watching us and supporting us, and people that are kind of go up there and fight with the Iowa and Iowa State fans and Oklahoma State fans. It's always good to have. So just show up, and I think they'll be surprised.
It's going to be a battle for sure in Omaha, Nebraska at the Quest Center. We'll be there for the big broadcast. But on a personal note, maybe on behalf of the fans of this sport, Nick, I want to thank you for the contributions, the leadership you've shown, the many hours of practice, the many miles you've traveled on behalf of the sport and on behalf of the University of Missouri and those Tigers and Coach Smith and the balance of the staff that's affected your life. You've affected ours, too. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the contributions to wrestling.
Thanks.